This is the voice of Contract Management, presented by the law firm of Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay up to date on all things contract management, 5 minutes at a time. Our team at Kroll & Mooring presents these podcasts to keep you up to speed on a bi-monthly basis. We will cover everything from regulatory updates to crucial changes that impact the government contracting community.
Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're covering three important developments: a new executive order on fixed price contracting, a new DOJ initiative targeting coordination with data mining relators, and a proposed provision that would extend FOCI reviews to uncleared defense contractors. So three pretty big developments for you all today. Let's get right into it. You want to start with the EO?
Yeah, absolutely. On April 30th, President Trump issued an EO titled Promoting Efficiency, Accountability, and Performance in Federal Contracting, which directs agencies to default to fixed price or performance-based contracting, and is quite a notable policy shift that's going to affect contract type selection across the federal government. Under the EO, contracting officers must now justify in writing any decision to use other than fixed price contract types. And above certain agency-specific dollar thresholds, those awards will require agency's head approval. Now, the thresholds vary by agency. For the DOW, the threshold is $100 million. For NASA, it's $35 million. For DHS, it's $25 million. And for all other agencies, the threshold is $10 million. So any other than fixed price award above those amounts will need sign-off from the agency head. The EO also directs each agency to identify its top 10 highest dollar value other than fixed price contracts and, to the maximum extent practicable and consistent with law, seek to modify, restructure, or renegotiate those contracts within 90 days. And on the implementation side, the EO requires OFPP to issue implementing guidance within 45 days and to amend the FAR within 120 days. Back to you, Peter, for our next topic.
All right, now on to topic number two. On April 30th, DOJ announced a new initiative called FOCUS. And FOCUS stands for Fraud Oversight Through Careful Use of Statistics. That's the acronym. The initiative is designed to increase coordination between DOJ and civilian data miners. That's essentially individuals who analyze publicly available data, primarily government data, to identify patterns of alleged fraud and file key TAM actions under the False Claims Act. To put this in a little bit of context, according to DOJ, data miners have driven nearly half of all key TAM filings since FY24. Overall, key TAM actions have really surged. So this is a rapidly growing segment of FCA enforcement. Through FOCUS, DOJ aims to channel rigorous relators toward viable cases, potentially increasing the volume and quality of False Claims Act actions brought to Department of Justice. Importantly, DOJ has signaled that it's going to be selective and that it will prioritize working with data miners that demonstrate sophisticated capabilities that are applied to frameworks, pre-filing diligence, certain rigor, familiarity with program rules, and sufficient allegations. In other words, DOJ is telling potential relators that this is a way to come to the top of the line, if you will. And as a practical matter, this FOCUS initiative includes an opportunity for data miners to meet with the fraud section before filing, to talk about their capabilities and methods, and explain why the data reliably correlate to the fraud. DOJ was clear to point out this is not a pre-filing requirement, but rather a way to go to the front of the line. So as we see more and more key TAM actions, more and more activity under the False Claims Act, understanding the overlay of this FOCUS initiative is quite an important development. Now back to you, Juan, for our third topic.
Perfect. On May 6th, the government issued a proposed rule that would amend the DFARS to implement requirements from the NDAA for fiscal years 2020 and 2021. This is a really significant development for the defense industrial base, as the proposed rule would extend certain aspects of foreign ownership, control, or influence reviews, or FOCI reviews and mitigation requirements, to uncleared contractors performing unclassified DoD contracts and subcontracts. And this coverage of uncleared contractors is really the notable new piece. Under the proposed rule, COs would be prohibited from awarding, modifying, or exercising an option on a contract unless the offeror or contractor has an eligible status in the National Industrial Security System. The rule also introduces a new solicitation provision and contract clause that would require contractors to submit an SF-328, which is a certificate pertaining to foreign interests, along with beneficial ownership information to the Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency, or DCSA. If DCSA determines that foci or beneficial ownership poses a risk to national security, then the contractor would need to agree at award to implement a risk mitigation strategy within 90 days. So this is certainly a notable and really long-awaited proposed rule, and public comments can be submitted by July 6th. Peter, back to you.
All right. I will wrap it up for today. Those are our key three topics. Feel free to reach out to either of us with any questions. Thank you so much for joining us.
We will close this edition out. Thanks for listening to The Voice of Contract Management, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay tuned for our next episode as we continue to discuss all things government contracting. In the meantime, explore your learning opportunities at www.ncmahq.org/coursecatalog.